Hey, everybody, it is Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and the Aftershocks podcast. And before we show you this next video, just wanted to remind you that you can add the CMSPN to your Roku. That's right. If you have a Roku or a Roku TV, just click the link below. It's in the scroll. It's also in the description of this video. And make sure you're logged into your Roku account on your computer, and it will add it right to your Roku. It'll add it. Then you just refresh your device and bang, there it is. That way you can watch all of our episodes, whether it's us or Skull Sessions or Talk To Me or Aftershocks or Classic Metal Show. All be on your TV. It's a deal, right? And it's free, free. All right, make sure you do that. And now here's the video you actually came to see.
It is Armored Saint right here on your Classic Metal Show, featuring John Bush on lead vocal with Burning Question. And you know, Chris, we love Armored Saint.
We do. They have the brand new live album, Symbol of Salvation Live.
All right.
Only took four tries to get that out of my mouth.
Too many S's in a row.
I know, man. Stumbling like the guy Matt Shaughnessy.
Yeah. tongue guy.
Yeah. It's a gay record. Jesus, what an ass.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, we love the Saint and they do have new stuff, so go get it.
All right, perfect. Well, we haven't done a lot of social commentary here in a while, and I thought, well, since this is Halloween Eve.
Sure.
We can do something kind of silly and funny and get people's blood boiling, or either make you laugh or get your blood boiling, one or the other.
Or get me screaming.
Well, I shared this with you last week.
Okay.
And this was just too good not to bring to the show.
Sure.
Now, we covered this college before. This is a very liberal college that's just to the west of you.
Okay.
In Oberlin, Ohio.
Right.
And this would be Oberlin College. And we covered these guys, this college, a couple years ago when that muffin shop, fell under scrutiny for reporting some students who were stealing wine out of their shop.
Right.
And they were accused of racism and profiling and all this other stuff. It's like, we weren't doing that. These students were just in our shop stealing our shit.
And we stopped.
It had nothing to do with profiling.
Right.
And, the college would buy the muffins and things from their shop for their get-togethers and stuff. But because they, reported these students stealing from their shop and they were accused of racial profiling and all the bullshit, the college stopped buying their wares.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember all that?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Oberlin College is back in the news again.
Okay.
And this will get your blood boiling. And if it hasn't already, I know that you already read this story, but I'll reiterate it here again.
All right.
Because your commentary is always welcome.
Okay.
A student at Oberlin College in Ohio described being, quote unquote, scared and angry after the school announced a work crew would be installing radiators in the, quote unquote, safe space dormitory for women and trans students, explaining the crew would likely be, quote unquote, cisgender men. Now, who uses the term cisgender?
Faggots.
Who uses that term?
Faggots.
Nobody goes, are you a cisgender? No, it's like, are you just like a regular dude?
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to say regular anymore.
There's nothing, I guess.
Nothing's allowed to be regular. Everything is categorized.
I was angry, scared, and confused.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't the college complete the installation over the summer when the building was empty? Why couldn't they tell us precisely when the workers would be there?
Why couldn't you buy the building and then you could have it your way, you fucking asshole?
Well, Jesus. Have you ever had Comcast or UPS or FedEx say a furnace maintenance person show up exactly at a, as this person put it, a precise time?
No, let me just tell you, I just went through COVID, right? And I was sick as 10 people.
Yes.
And 3 days after I got home and I was still dying sick, the fucking roofers came at 7 a.m. and redid my roof. They didn't knock on the door and say, hey, is it okay if we come in and do this roof? Is it okay if we bang on your fucking roof for the next 3 hours? There's nobody sick here that's going to be fucking feeling like they're getting hammered in the head from the banging on the roof, right? No, they came up and just did it. Yeah, that's how it works.
We're here to do a job. We're going to do an installation. This is what you ordered. We're here to get the job done.
Yeah. None of this. Are you going to feel safe inside your house while we bang on your roof? No, they didn't give a shit. They came and fucking banged on my roof and drove me crazy. But you know what? I didn't say dick.
Yeah, but you ordered that service.
Yeah. And you know what I really didn't do? I didn't fucking wheelchair myself outside and go, hey, are you guys all cisgendered? Which one of you guys is the gay one? You're allowed to stay, but all you cisgenders, get off my roof. Get off. Idiot.
Why couldn't they tell us precisely when the workers would be there? Why were they only notifying us the day before the installation was due to begin? Oberlin College student Peter Frey Witzer wrote in an op-ed published in the college newspaper.
Listen, Petey, it's like this. They don't know. These guys in that field, in that maintenance field like that, here's how they work. They have X number of jobs that they've agreed to do. They send their crew out. Their crew doesn't know if there's a radiator to be replaced at Burger King. I'll just make something up. If there's a radiator to be replaced or a heater or something or whatever at a Burger King, they don't know that it's going to take 43 minutes to replace that to where they can schedule. They kind of schedule and they say, well, our pass tells us that we're going to have 3 jobs today and we'll get those 3 jobs done. And hopefully they'll get them done. But a lot of times, and you know this as well as I do, if you're the late afternoon guy if you're scheduled for like between 3 and 6 o'clock, a lot of times you get that call at 2:30 that says, our team isn't going to make it today. We're going to try again tomorrow. Is that okay? True?
True. It's just like, yeah, we ran into problems here. We got to finish up this other job. And as soon as we're finished up, we'll be over to your job.
It's called sliding scale. What do they call it? Sliding scale employment.
Yeah, it happens. It's just like, you know, we have to adjust for, you know, unforeseen situations.
Yeah. And listen, dickhead that fucking somehow had his ability to play Minecraft fucking infringed on, shut your fucking mouth. Shut up. They're there to fucking make sure that you have heat all winter. Would you rather them not put that in your fucking room, you dick fuck? It's fucking cold in Ohio.
Why didn't you do it over the summer?
Because they didn't know it was broke probably in the summer because it was turned off.
But you need to accommodate me.
Fuck off, asshole. Oh, I hate this kid.
the student said he grew concerned because he had not heard of the installation plans before a school email was sent out on October 7th. He explained that the crew would likely be cisgender men.
So what does that mean?
They'd be normal, regular guys.
Yeah, which means they wouldn't be trying to rape you, faggy boy.
Yeah, they're Jesus. looking for hot college girls, not some kind of faggot who's afraid of his own shadow.
Exactly. Shut up.
Yeah.
Since when do you care where your fucking laborer sticks their dick at night?
Well, I want to know, or at least I would love to see the actual notice that was put out. I would love to see it spelled out. Oh, by the way, these are cisgender men.
Yeah. First of all, no one needs to identify who they fuck in order to do their job. You fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. That's going to be what's on my fucking form that goes out to the college. We're going to have a bunch of regular guys working on the radiators, unlike what you faggot idiots don't want. Shut up.
We're here to do real men work, unlike you soft handshake pussies.
Yeah, go finish your training to be a fucking airline attendant, faggot. Shut up.
Yeah.
Go fucking take an order at fucking Friendly's. Queer bait.
Is Friendly still around?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's still open or not.
It's just a great place for somebody that's this fruity to work at Friendly's. Well,
you know, Friendly's was known for their ice cream, and you know who likes ice cream, don't you? Old Puddinhead Biden.
Yeah. With his hands.
Exactly. Cornholio himself.
Yeah, fucking moron.
He explained that the crew would likely be cisgender men. Yeah. So? Real men, not faggoty men, real men. Guys
who work with their hands. Putting in a radiator.
Yeah. Entering the Baldwin College, which is home to a safe space for women and transgendered person. Now why do you need a safe space for women and transgendered?
And first of all, what makes guys that are fucking straight not safe?
Because they'll go, because he's a faggot.
Oh!
Oh! Look at this guy. He wears women's panties. Oh!
This guy wants a queen to fix his radiator. Oh!
In a general way, I am very adverse to people entering my personal space.
Then, so you own that space? Apparently. You obviously don't, because you're relying on the school to fix things.
Yes.
Fix it yourself then, fucking queer.
This anxiety was compounded by the fact that the crew would be strangers. What, do you need to be introduced to these guys? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I mean, what? They come in, they fucking fix shit.
Yeah, they're men. They come out and they turn wrenches and they work tools and they do.
This is a bitch that's positioning to never have a job.
Right.
Because this bitch is only going to, unless his dad has a family business and everybody works from the house, he's never going to be able to go to a job.
Nope.
Because he'll have to deal with strangers.
Yeah.
People he doesn't know.
And they were more likely to be cisgender men.
So what?
Well, because he was a faggot in high school and often got beat up by cisgender men. Yeah,
I guess so.
The crew eventually showed up at the room dorm, and Frey Weitzer described that he saw immediately that they were all men.
So what? Just stop your complaining.
Bleach, I can't take all the testosterone in this room.
This fucking bleach breath faggot needs to shut up. I cannot speak tonight.
They were all men.
Yeah. Shut up.
That's because men work with their hands and do jobs like this. That's why.
Yeah. Because people like you are fucking training to fucking take orders at fucking Queerbees or wherever you're going to work.
It was clear that the college had not made a special request that male workers not be allowed.
Yeah, because that would be a discrimination lawsuit waiting to happen.
No, you can't discriminate against cisgender men. It's the same way you can't discriminate against white. There's no such thing as discriminating against whites. What's wrong with you?
I'd be the first. If I got that request from a college, I would absolutely fucking defy it and hope that they said something so I could own myself a piece.
Well, I did see a white guy got a $10 million payout this week for discrimination.
Good. Good. Unfortunately, we have to go the slow route and go through the courts. But this is the way it's going to have to be to put an end to this bullshit.
Right.
It's all going to have to come out in courts. And Fruit Loops like this are the ones that need to be fucking slammed the hardest.
Well, you know, we used to weed out the weak years ago. Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Now we give them full attention.
Right.
Oh, weakling. Weakling has a weak thought. Afraid of guys that don't fuck the same things he does. Oh, boy, we got to protect him.
Well, as our good friend Jericho Green phrases it, the Fabergé eggs of our society.
It's funny.
Frey Weitzer asked a representative of the college of who he called Polo Man because he was wearing a quote unquote neat polo, who accompanied the crew, if he could reject getting the radiator installed.
No, you don't own the space. You're not the owner of the space. You don't get that decision. You know what the college should have said? You can. The radiator repair for your room is $3,200. Just give us that money or show us a work order that you've hired with how do you find a gay fucking radiator repair shop? Can you look that up? Let me see here. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Give me the phone number to a gay radiator repair shop.
One possibility I see is George's Auto Repair on North Euclid Avenue in Bay City. Is that the one you're looking for?
I want one that sucks cock.
The second is Labony Buick GMC on South Euclid Avenue, Bay City.
Apparently not.
I'm not sure I understand.
I'm not sure you do either.
Yeah, you're probably cisgender. That's why you don't understand.
You're a cisgender Siri. Siri, are you cisgender?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Yes, Siri. Do you like pussy and cock?
I won't respond to that.
Oh.
Hey, Siri. Are you cisgender?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Do you like to suck cock?
I won't respond to that.
Do you like to lick pussy? Siri? Hey, Siri. Do you like to lick pussy?
I won't respond to that.
Hey, Siri. What's better, a penis or a cock?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Siri doesn't seem to know anything.
Siri knows nothing about genitals.
Well, let me see. Hey, Siri. Who am I?
You're asking me, my lord and master?
Fucking Siri.
All right. Let's see here. The college emissary apparently said no. The student left for class to allow the work crew to make the dorm improvements. By the time I came back, they appeared to be done, though Polo Man warned me that they would return later in the week to check the installation. Sure enough, they were back the next day And I felt mildly violated and a little peeved.
Shut up.
They're doing this for this guy's benefit to not freeze his, you know, his shrinking gonads off in the wintertime, but he's complaining the whole time.
Yeah, just shut up.
Just like a typical bitch.
I miss the day when we took people like this and we beat them up.
Well,
I miss that. Not going to lie, I know that's horrible to say, but it's the truth.
There's a lot of holes out in that desert, and there are a lot of problems were buried in those holes. Dude,
the world was a better place when we would call somebody a faggot, and those were fighting words.
Yes.
Those were fighting words because that was the worst thing you could call somebody.
Yeah.
Now it's like a badge of honor of weak ass behavior. How did we get there? How did we go to this weak ass behavior? Mm-hmm. I felt violated that somebody that repairs things came back to check if his work was good. What?
Frey Weitzer said he asked how other students in the dorm felt about the work crew, with many complaining about the messes, the noise, and other typical complaints that accompany construction projects. Others noted that they didn't feel comfortable with how the school handled the installation.
Well, this doesn't
boil down to rational thought at all. This always boils down to, how do you feel about this? How are your feelings affected by this?
No one cares. It's a fucking repair job, for God's sakes.
But I feel that I was violated, and I feel threatened.
Yeah, well, feel your way back to class and feel yourself into shutting the fuck up. No one gives a shit.
Everything is feelings these days.
Why should anybody give a shit how you feel? Unless you're paying for it, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean actually you, not your fucking parents, you fucking asshole. You didn't do shit. You're showing up to take some fucking class in liberal arts. Fuck off. Go paint a picture, queerball.
Oh, by the way, if you weren't aware, we talked about it earlier at the top of the story.
Yeah.
I think we may have announced this before, but yeah. Remember that whole slamming of that bakery at Oberlin College?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that they won that case and Oberlin College is required to pay them $44 million?
I didn't know that, but that's great. Yeah,
they won the case.
Good.
Of the defamation lawsuit where Oberlin College is required to pay the bakery $44 million in damages.
Good. All that because they whined about cake.
Yeah.
How's that table taste? How's that? Yeah, there's some table cake there.
Exactly.
Now they got a lot of cake.
I understand, of course, that the installations like this are routine. The college needs to improve its facilities occasionally, and who am I to stand in the way of that? See, that's rational thought right there.
You know what? He should have said that to himself and moved the fuck on.
I agree. After all, I get a brand new spanking new radiator right in time for the cold weather. But why not finish the project during the 4 months of the summer semester when the building was unoccupied?
How about this? Maybe because buildings shift as the temperature shifts. So maybe to put it in and have it secured the right way, you can't do it in fucking 90 degree heat. Or maybe there just isn't any people there to let people in when it's fucking summer and their classes are out.
Yeah. Maybe nobody knew the radiator was defective at the time.
Even if they did, what I'm saying is there's no staff.
I agree.
There's no staff monitoring the dorm of an empty dorm. So
this faggot went from whining and pissing and moaning and complaining that cisgender men came into my room and installed a brand new radiator to, well, you know, on the flip side, I got a brand new radiator and I'm going to be warm and cozy in my jammies this winter. It should have been your first thought after all. It's like, oh, cool. They're going to improve the dorm and make my life, you know, comfortable. Instead of, there's threatening men out there.
Yeah, Yeah, well, maybe if you weren't making your room smell like a sweaty shit box and fucking bleach, maybe you wouldn't be so embarrassed about fucking regular men coming into your room.
Exactly.
Stop taking a dick in your ass and cum in your mouth. What do you think of that? Stop spitting it out in the fucking garbage can and leaving it there for 3 days.
So there you go. This is how college students, not all, but some college students think that, holy shit, there's like men in my room.
Yeah, just stop. Stop being afraid of the fucking world. How about that? Let's start there. I don't care if they're men, women, children, gun carriers, people with a bow and arrow, you know, whatever it is. Would this guy feel more confident if six women came in to do it and they were armed with fucking bazookas?
Yeah,
would that feel better?
Well, because I relate to them because they're women.
Yeah, because they both think that guy and those six women all think with their vagina.
Apparently fucking so. Tears.
Jesus. Hate that kid.
Yeah. All right. Here's a good one.
Okay.
since you spouted out queer and faggot a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of dozen times. That one got me all pissed off.
A Florida school board member is under fire for a field trip to a known gay bar.
Wow. Now that's a trip.
There you go. A Florida school board member sparked a social media freakout after she posted photos of a grade school class trip to a bar and grill known as an LGBTQ hangout.
Now, is the problem that it's an LGBTQ hangout, or is the problem that she took fucking middle schoolers to a bar?
Probably took the kids to a bar.
Yeah, I would say, although they're trying to spin it the other way, right?
Well, of course. Broward County School Board member Sarah Leonardi posted photos of her on her social media. I you know, here's the thing. These goddamn teachers need to be prohibited. If you're going to have a vaccination mandate,
yeah,
you should have a mandate that none of your teachers have a social media presence, right? That includes TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the goddamn thing is out there. No teacher should have a social media presence. None.
Yeah, but how will I share my student? How will I communicate? I guess I'll just have to give them my phone number. So,
well, here's the thing, and I'm asking you as a tech guy.
Yeah,
I am not into social media.
What
is the popularity of TikTok with teachers?
I don't know.
Why is that so popular? Why are teachers on TikTok?
I have not figured TikTok out for anybody. It just all seems stupid to me. It's literally a place that people act like idiots.
That's kind of my point. That's what I'm trying to ask the question here. Mm-hmm. Why is it that these teachers, and they're all teachers, are getting in trouble through TikTok?
I don't know, because they act like fucking their school kids. That's the only thing I can think of. It's a place that they can act like the kids they're around. I don't know. Because
are they trying to make some kind of a statement on TikTok? And who's watching TikTok? That's the whole other thing. Who's looking at this?
Kids, I guess. I don't know. I know this, though. Sarah Leonardi's pretty hot.
Okay.
She can TikTok my cock all she wants.
TikTok my cock.
Oh!
Hickory dickory dock.
She danced upon TikTok. Oh!
It's just so stupid. It's just like, I think, you know, I just think that if you're in a position of, you know, educating students or whatever, I don't think you should have a social media presence, a personal social media presence.
Yeah, well, good luck getting that enforced.
I know you won't, but that's just my personal thoughts.
Yeah. Although Sarah Leonardi, she's quick to point out her pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Oh, well, I'm sure she is.
Thanks for pointing that out. She's hot as fuck, though. Good Lord. Did you see a picture of her?
I see her picture with the group. I see the group picture.
Share her. Open tabby tab. What is this, Twitter? Share.
Right, yeah. I say that.
Yeah. I'd watch her dance stupidly on TikTok.
Broward County school board member Sarah Leonardi posted photos on her social media pages Wednesday showing a Wilton Manors Elementary outing to Rosie's Bar and Grill. Rosie's Bar and Grill.
Interestingly, they're still up. Pictures are still on the page.
Setting off a backlash that saw the governor's press secretary chime in. I was so honored to be invited to chaperone Wilton's Manor field trip to the incredible Rosie's. Leonardi wrote, the students and I had a fun walk over and learned a lot about our community. So they went to a bar.
Look at, there's the picture of the kids at the bar.
They're all sitting there at the bar tables with the, you know, the candles lit and all kinds of shit.
It's great.
At what point, now think back to your school time, Mr. Aiken.
Yeah.
Would your parents have said, that was really cool that your teacher took you to a bar?
Fuck no.
Of course not.
My dad would have been beating the principal's ass.
Of course.
That look at day.
These kids just sitting back, just chilling. Are those kids wearing masks?
Of course they are.
Oh my God.
Of course they are. They just went out to the gay bar to have
a little lunch.
And God help them if just one of those kids somehow got a beer or something.
Oh shit.
Holy
shit. What are children doing in a bar to begin with?
Who didn't think that idea was bad? Who did not think that was when this teacher, I'm assuming this teacher proposed.
Well, it says school board member. It doesn't say teacher for whatever reason. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
They said Broward County school board member.
I don't care who it was that proposed it. When it got to the teacher, why did the teacher not say, hey, hold on a minute. You want me to take 20 kids to a bar?
Yeah. Well, again, don't field trips have to be approved?
Yeah. And you got to get like a parental slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. What parents said, where are you going? Rosie's Bar and Grill? Cool. What's after that? A trip over to Juicy Lucy's strip club?
Right.
Is that on the docket too? Maybe daddy will go.
Right.
I'll go and chaperone that. What the hell were they thinking?
They weren't.
Jeez.
I mean, I can only imagine what this would have been like. Are you familiar with the Conneaut Lake area?
I know of the place.
I don't know if it's still there or not, but years ago up in the northeastern Ohio, right up by the Pennsylvania border, mm-hmm. there was a place up there. It was a like a small amusement park. It was called Conneaut Lake Park.
Right.
And then like right across the street from it was a place called Deer Park.
Right.
And you could go over there and pet deer.
Okay.
And my school took a field trip to Deer Park.
Okay.
And you could go there and, you know, you could buy the corn like for 5 cents, you know, and you could feed the deer and all that shit, mm-hmm. you know, but you had to get a permission slip to go.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't do that anymore to where, we're taking your children to Rosie's Bar and Grill where the gays hang out.
you would think that just even if the permission slip said Rosie's Bar and Grill, forget the gay part of it. Just if it just said Rosie's Bar and Grill, is that not going to raise every parent's fucking, I mean, these kids are what, 10? Eight?
They're pretty young. I mean, looking at that picture, they look pretty fucking young.
They look like they're like 7, 8, 9 years old. You know, and if I got, if I could, look, I don't really say a lot of good things about my ex-wife. I will say this. I can promise, I can guarantee you, I would have gotten a hysterical phone call at my job if a permission slip came home that said Rosie's Bar and Grill for the field trip.
Right.
She would have been like, what the fuck is going on at that fucking school? You got to go and fix this. She would have been, and I, and me being me, I'm going to be honest, I'd have been like, you must be fucking making that up. There's no way is this school system taking the kids to a bar. Come on. You know, I wouldn't even believe this story. Maybe that's what happened here. But yeah, dude, they have a, this bar has a sandwich called the Big Dripper Wrap. And on the menu.
Yeah. Look at that picture. That the ceiling is the gay flag.
Yeah, the gay flag. They have the Big Dripper Wrap available.
The Big Dripper Wrap.
The She-Bop Wrap.
That was made popular by Cyndi Lauper. She's
known gay. Ugh. I'm just looking at the menu. Somebody posted a picture of the menu and I'm like, ugh, some of these double entendres. They have a sandwich. Is this called the Ivana Hooker? Oh, Ivana Booker. Okay.
What is Ivana Booker?
I don't know. It's probably some gay person.
Well, look it up. See if you can find out who Ivana Booker is. Is this a tribute to somebody?
Ivana Booker. There's a lot of them out there. None of them are famous.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
All right.
Owns the place. But yeah, I mean, dude, do you really want your kid in a gay bar? Or regardless
if it's a gay bar, I'm going to go back to your point. Just a bar. Why are you taking your kids to a bar?
Yeah, exactly. And serving them the Big Dripper Wrap. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, some critics lashed out that a gay bar or any bar was an appropriate place for school sanctioned trips. Others jumped in to defend Leonardi and said going to Rosie's was no different than a family dinner at another bar and grill restaurant like Applebee's.
It is Ivana Hooker. Like Ivana Hooker. I want a hooker.
Yes.
That's the name of the sandwich. Ivana Hooker.
So how are people defending that? This isn't a restaurant. This is a bar.
They have another sandwich called the Young Ranch Hand.
Like Brokeback Mountain or some shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Then they have a sandwich called the Left One. And it's allegedly bigger than the right one.
All right. That's like making reference to your balls.
Yeah. So this is where you take 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on in this county? Holy shit.
Hey, but there's people out there defending this.
I know. I'm on their Twitter right now.
Well, it's no problem. This is no different than going to Applebee's.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, sure it is.
I can't believe she left this up. That's astonishing to me.
That's the brazenness of these people that they're just like, you know, fuck those people.
Yeah, here's one defending. Just making sure you never brought children to Applebee's, TGIF Fridays, Outback, or Chili's, because me thinks the issue isn't that there was a bar at the grill.
No, it's not a grill. It's clearly a bar.
This is a bar.
This is not a family restaurant with a bar. This is a bar.
Yeah.
And why are you going to a bar and grill as a outing?
Yeah. What is that about?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah. Unreal.
All right. Rosie's has menu items with names like the Naked Sweaty Lovin'. And the Ivana Hooker.
The Ivana Hooker, there it is.
Ivana. And listed a special sauce called Smack My Cheeks and Make Them Rosy. But a menu posted by a community member to the Leonardi Facebook showed students were only given family-friendly options of chicken fingers and grilled cheese or burgers.
Oh, that's good.
The school board member posts were widely circulated on Twitter and Facebook, with many bashing the locale.
Yeah, this is really ridiculous.
Well, I agree. This is just wrong on so many levels, one poster wrote, than telling the world that you did it. Another chimed in, not one parent or adult there had a thought that a backdrop of bottles of alcohol for the field trip presentation is inappropriate.
No, why would that be inappropriate? And why would it be inappropriate that they serve a sandwich called the Rota Cowboy?
Honestly, well, they had the family friendly menu, not the adult theme menu.
So the kids couldn't order a Rota Cowboy?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Governor Ron DeSantis, press secretary Christine Pushaw's comments followed Broward County defying DeSantis' anti-mask mandate order. Broward school board member takes little kids to a gay bar on a field trip, forcing them to wear masks to keep them safe, she wrote.
Yeah.
Some shook off the criticisms.
I got to say, in this case, I'm glad that at least they made them wear masks.
Yeah.
Not inhaling fucking jizz in the air from this. Exactly.
The jizz spores that are swirling around in there.
And you know there are.
Of course there are.
Just think of the BDSM that's happened on these tables where these little kids have their elbows.
Right.
They have their elbows in fucking man juice.
Yeah, they don't have a black light in there to see where all the jizz stains are.
Or maybe it is a black light and the whole room's blue anyway. Might be lit with black light. Look, if you look at the lights, they're all black.
Exactly.
Light, and they're all black. And still, look, that table's dark blue with shiny spots. That looks like a CSI table.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Leonardi defended the trip in comments to the Miami Herald, saying she received bigoted comments and death threats since making the why are they bigoted? There's nothing bigoted about it. It's just like you shouldn't be exposing children to adult
anything. Stop there to adult. Yeah, no more than you should be exposing a child to a man's cock should you be exposing them to where a man goes.
Exactly.
Stop with this nonsense. How do you not see that? How can you be an educator of people if you're not educated enough to understand that concept? What, does Broward County not have a zoo? Do they not have a fucking arboretum? Do they not have a fucking, what's the thing where they have the stars and shit?
Oh, yeah, a
planetarium.
Planetarium or an aquarium or, you know, something like that. No, you got to go to a gay bar.
Yeah, an amusement park, anything.
This is just somebody's... their agenda to indoctrinate the young. That's all it is.
Of course.
Oh, see, you know, gay people, they're just normal. They're just regular people just like you. Yeah.
I mean, dude, when we have field trips at Pinball PA, one of the first things I make the guys do is put a fucking blanket over the Playboy machine.
Right.
And there's nothing really on it. It's not like it shows, you know.
Yeah, but it's a little scantily clad. That's about it.
Yeah, it's bikini type stuff, and it's big tits and whatever. So I make them put that, you know, put that under a cover, because and that's, you know, much more tame than the Rota Cowboy sandwich on the menu or the Shebop. You know, I mean, come on. Or just kids in a fucking gay bar or a bar, let alone a gay bar. Dude, have you ever been in a bar when somebody brought in a kid? I have.
Well, we saw it at one of our CMS episodes.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing? Take that fucking crumb scratcher out of here immediately.
Right.
You know, geez, got to be kidding me.
Yeah. These attacks have no place in our society, Leonardi told the Herald. They're attacks.
They're attacks.
No,
yeah, they're people, should be attacks.
They're people just voicing good sound reason. It's not attacks.
You know what? You should be attacked for taking children to a fucking adult establishment. What's next? A fucking porn theater? Just so that they can learn about fucking cinematography? Shut up. You're an idiot.
The threats have been referred to the appropriate authorities, and I will continue to work hard to engage with my community, spread positivity, and represent my district on the school board.
Oh, shut it. So in other words, you're a gay lady that wants to fucking make these kids into gay children. Yeah. Shut your fucking hole.
You got an indoctrination agenda. That's what it's all about.
Teach them some fucking math. Enough with this.
Co-owner John Ziba said it was a great learning experience for kids. What did they learn?
Beats me.
Says it was a great learning experience for the kids and noted Rosie serves everyone. What does that mean?
That's not the point. There's just places you don't take kids. And a bar is one of them. Quite frankly, when I was like 15, 16, dude, you remember how excited you were to actually be old enough to go to the bar?
Yeah.
That was like a fucking badge of honor when you were old enough to get to the bar. And you know what? I was older than 7.
Well, that was the whole thing. You had to be old enough. It was like a rite of passage.
Yeah. Dude, what the art of sneaking in was something. Remember sneaking into movies or sneak? Dude, when I was like 16, I was working the summer. I was working for my dad's company, and we had to clean out some buildings down in the flats. And you remember how down in the flats they used to have the 2 strip clubs at the end of the flats?
I do.
Well, I was working with this guy, and the guy's name was Rodney. And Rodney.
Did you say Rodney?
Rodney, because his rod went to his knee. So he's Rodney. But Rodney loved to just go to the strip bar at lunchtime. So, you know, I was like 16. I couldn't get into the strip bar, but he would always sneak me into the strip bar.
Sure.
And that was like the greatest fucking experience of my life. Of course,
because you were doing something that was taboo or prohibited.
Yeah. I was drinking a beer. He would order 2 beers and they would just bring them. And,
sure.
And I was looking at naked women at 16. I was like, this is the life. And I couldn't wait till I was old enough to actually go to these bars without Rodney. You know, dude, that first, when I got to Korea, man, I went to a lot of titty bars. Because I could, you know, that was part of, that was rite of passage. I can't imagine if they would have taken that from me because they brought me there when I was 7. That would have sucked. What is this shit? 7 years old and they're going to the fucking gay bar.
Well, again, it's this whole agenda of indoctrination.
Yeah. How is this teacher not fired?
I don't know the answer.
I mean, she's not fired. She's still got this shit on. Well, maybe she'll get there because this only happened, what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. School board's probably trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
It's like, how can we get rid of her without her suing us?
I'm positive that this is in the hands of the lawyers.
Of course.
There's no way the principal came back from this. I'm like, oh, good idea.
Right.
Great trip.
All right, one more story and we'll call it a night.
All right.
All right. We haven't touched on this kind of a subject in a while, but and this goes back to the environment that we're living in or the permissiveness that certain states are allowing.
Okay.
And again, when there's no consequences for your actions,
yeah,
it almost encourages certain behaviors.
Okay.
The Beverly Hills Police Department has been accused of racial profiling along Rodeo Drive. Now, again, I don't know. Have you been to Rodeo Drive?
Not in a long time. But
have you ever been there?
I've been there before, but not in a while.
Yeah. Well, I was out there in February of this year when I was out there with Stephen Piercy and our good friend Eric Ferentinos.
Sure.
Out in West Hollywood, right. Beverly Hills. Rodeo Drive is a very high profile, very prestigious area. You know, all the highest end, you know, things are out there, be it Louis Vuitton or Gucci or right. Prada or you know, Fendi or, you know, whatever the high end, you know, fashion is, jewelry, sure. All this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you, Chris Aiken, since, you know, I know you don't pay a ton of attention to the news, but what has California done or allowed for people in retail places to get away with?
Oh, that new theft law. Yeah.
Yes. What is that theft law?
I don't remember what the number is, but they're allowed to steal like up to like
$600 without a $1,000.
Yeah.
You can just go into a store, grab up under $1,000 worth of shit, and just walk out with no consequences. No recourse. You could just grab up whatever you want and just walk out of the store as if nothing ever happened.
That's just insanity to me.
Now, would you say when something like that goes into effect that it encourages that behavior?
Of course it does. Dude, you're telling me this right now, and I'm thinking about taking a roadie. I would absolutely love to go and steal, like, I would steal one $800 thing from every shop in that place and then put it on eBay.
That's my point. So you just kind of go from store to store to store, retail outlet to retail outlet, just grab up whatever you can.
Yeah.
And just book it.
Well, if it's not a crime, why not?
Yeah, just do a legger. Nobody's going to stop you. This is like, fuck that. Just grab up what you can and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? What? Do they can't even have like a guard to stop somebody from stealing?
Apparently not. It's just like you just walk into a store, be it a Walmart or a Target or any other kind of retail, just grab up whatever you want and get the fuck out of there.
Why would you even open?
Well, that's the whole thing, because I know right now in San Francisco that fairly new mayor up there, that Mayor London Breed, she's blaming CVS and like Walgreens for closing up some of their stores because they've been under constant a barrage of people just going in there and just grabbing up shit and just walking out of there. And they're just like, yeah, fuck that. We're just closing the store. We're not going to have a store open here. And they go, that's racism, because you're closing your stores in like poor areas and shit.
Right. I'm curious, what would happen if you made everything in the store $1,100, but you gave people a discount of like $700 if they did a walk-in purchase? Would the value be $1,100 where it would be a crime?
I don't know.
But if they pay with cash or a credit card, they get $700 off.
Again, you would have to first apprehend them.
Well, you could apprehend them if it's $700.
You could.
If it's over the $1,000.
Yeah, but my point is that you got to have some kind of security there or somebody there to apprehend these people.
Yeah.
Then you have to detain them. Mm-hmm. Then you have to get the authorities there, the real cops.
Right.
And then you have to press charges, and then you have to figure out how much it is that they had, and you know, all this other shit. It's a long process is what I'm trying to say.
So California is going to become the mail order capital of the world.
I would think so.
Yeah. Jesus.
So here we are, you know, Beverly Hills. I've been to Beverly Hills many times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of high end shit there.
Right.
High end. Because Beverly Hills is the home of, obviously, the movie stars.
The wealthy. And,
yeah, the very wealthy. Mm-hmm. These people have hundreds of millions of dollars, and they shop on this Rodeo Drive. And if you've never been to California or been to Rodeo Drive, this is a very, very prestigious area.
Now, I'm curious. Can I steal just from a person, too? Could I punch a lady in the face and steal a ring?
No, that would be assault.
What if I don't punch her?
Well, here's the thing. You're just a business and you should be able to absorb the loss.
So just figure out what I can get away with if I go to California.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If you ever watch even old Beverly Hills Cop, how old is that? 88 or something? 87? 89,
yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah,
somewhere around there. Even Eddie Murphy is cruising along Rodeo Drive and seeing all the Richie Riches out there at these high-end stores and shit. Right. Well, these stores all exist and it's all this high-end merchandise is out there. But with this current California laws where, you know, you don't get prosecuted for stealing, you know, shoplifting, theft for under $1,000, this has kind of emboldened or encouraged these criminals just to go to any retail outlet and just grab up whatever you can and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, forget Rodeo Drive. Let's hit the Walmart and get a couple of TVs.
No, let's grab up some Louis Vuittons that are worth the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah, because nobody's gonna stop them anyway.
Yeah, it's like get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Chase me down on the sidewalk? I don't think so, fucker.
Go steal a Lexus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Beverly Hills Police Department has been accused of racial profiling along Rodeo Drive.
Wow.
With new records showing black people have been disproportionately arrested in the famed luxury shopping district. Mm-hmm. The demographics show that there are not many black people who live in Beverly Hills, says the civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, who is overseeing a lawsuit against the city and members of the department, said at a press conference last month, you had to be intentionally try to arrest those many black people in Beverly Hills. Now, I don't think that just some black person is just like walking along the sidewalk in Beverly Hills and the police pull up and go, stop, you're under arrest.
No,
I don't think that happened.
No.
What happened to make the police apprehend a black person?
Probably running down the street with a fucking Dell box under their arm.
Do you think that they were just casually walking their dog along Rodeo Drive and the police just pulled up and arrested them for no apparent reason?
Of course not.
Of course not. Records obtained by the Los Angeles Times showed that 90 people were arrested by a special unit within the department dubbed the Rodeo Drive Team in the 2 months after its creation in the summer of 2020. Of the 90 arrested, an eye-popping, who even used that term, eye-popping? Did you go, I just read that article. Eye-popping.
Oh my God, my eyes are popping.
80 were black.
My eyes just popped.
Let me read that again. Right. Out of 90 arrested, 80 were black. Police have yet to explain why black people have disproportionately been apprehended. Maybe they were the ones committing the crimes.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the way it worked.
The task force was initially created when a panel of residents reported an increase in crime in August of 2020 during the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Times, police documents show that the task force was meant to target quality of life crimes like loud music, cannabis smoking.
Are we really worried about that still?
Cannabis. Who uses the term cannabis?
Why are we worried about that?
Yeah.
Of all the things, you're letting people walk into Louis Vuitton and steal bags by the dozen, but you're worried about a guy smoking a joint? Stop it.
Parking violations and gambling.
Oh, my God.
While overall crime in Beverly Hills was actually down during that period, the opulent shops that line Rodeo Drive had been an uptick in burglaries and thefts. But within days, the task force reportedly shifted its focus. Instead of targeting people who might be committing state benefits crimes, a month later, cops had seized weapons, more than $460,000 in cash, and nearly 200 unemployment benefit cards, making 87 identity theft arrests. Most of the arrests were never actually charged with a crime. The team.
Why? Wait a minute. Why were they not charged with a crime?
Well, because it was one of those things. It's like, you know, just can't you let them go?
So Fuck then it. Just then stop bitching about any of it.
Yeah.
Just accept you're fucking Chicago West.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Jeez.
The team's lieutenant wrote in an internal message that benefits fraud in which alleged offenders were reaping state benefits through fake identities had become rampant, complaining that rap songs even bragged and educated listeners about it. Another member of the team said in an email without offering any evidence that the LA gangs were using state benefit fraud money to purchase guns and drugs. By the end of October 2020, the Rodeo unit had been disbanded with a unit supervisor writing the crime had lessened. And it wasn't until September of 2021 that a couple filed a class action lawsuit in the Superior Court of California alleging police discrimination and that their constitutional rights had been violated. Jasmine Williams and Khalil White were visiting LA when they were detained by police for riding a scooter on Rodeo Drive sidewalk.
Wait a minute. Jasmine Williams and Khalil White?
Yes.
White guys?
Well, here's the thing. They were riding a scooter on the sidewalk.
Well, what's wrong with that? So what if it's against the law? They felt like it.
Well, here's the thing. Had they been doing it on the street?
Yeah.
Do you think the police would have stopped and detained them?
No.
So basically, it wasn't because they were black. It's because they were doing something that
they were committing a crime.
They were doing something that drew attention to themselves and doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
They were arrested for the reason you're supposed to get arrested, because they were committing a crime.
Right.
Jeez.
Something that they said was legal in their hometown of Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, you're not in Philadelphia. Holy shit. It's fucking legal to smoke pot in Amsterdam. Doesn't mean you can do it.
Right.
It's fucking legal to fucking have a brothel in Australia. Doesn't mean you can.
Right.
See, it's legal in
Australia. This whole thing. Well, we're allowed to do this in our town.
Well, then fucking go back there. And scoot away on the fucking sidewalk, dick.
Yeah. You know, wherever we travel, our local laws should travel with us, Pally.
Sure. All right. Well, if that's going to be the case, then I'm going to become a Gandanian or whatever those people are from Ghana, because they seem to have no laws.
Right. Though charges were later dropped, the two were arrested and end up spending a night in the jail during their vacation. Well, what were you doing?
Yeah.
We're allowed to do this in Philadelphia. Why are you savages out here not allowed to ride a scooter on the sidewalk?
See, and here's the piece that's not in this story, but I want to know.
Yeah.
How did they react when the police stopped them?
They probably got indignant.
Indignant because fucking, you know, as well as I do, if they would have just said, oh man, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't officer, know.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
Even if they got a ticket, for it, that's all they would have gotten. The cops, there's no way the cops saw him riding on the thing, stopped them. And they were like, oh, we didn't know. Get in the back of the car. No way that happened.
I agree.
They were like, fuck you. We do this all the time in Philadelphia, bitch.
What do I always say? It's not race. It's behavior.
Fuck you, pig. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
You know that's how it went. It didn't
get worse.
There was no way it was like, oh my God, officer, I didn't know. Let me stop that immediately.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's not how it went down.
Nope.
Because if it
you did, always stop me because I'm black.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that was said too.
Of course.
This is a race crime. I've heard about it. OJ! OJ!
The judge immediately dismissed the charges because he knew, like they knew, the only reason this young black couple was arrested in Beverly Hills was because they was black.
We've got to get rid of these liberal judges that don't fucking do their job of enforcing the law.
Yeah. You didn't get busted because you were black. You got busted because you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing. And then when you got busted for it, you probably got all indignant about it.
You were a cunt and you got treated like a cunt.
Right.
You know how many, you know how many crimes I've committed where I've been able to fucking just be polite to the cops and got away with shit? Dude, tons of, at least three DWIs that I should have got where I got stopped and I just was polite to the police and they were like, well, just be careful going home. Okay. That must be my white privilege or something that allowed that. But I can promise you, if I'd have been like, why the fuck are you stopping me, motherfucker? You know, guess where I would have been? Doing time.
Of course.
Fucking people are so stupid.
They are. The lawsuit states that black people were seized without reasonable suspicion or probable cause, suffered excessive force, and or maliciously prosecuted on false charges by members of the Beverly Hills Police Department and or the Rodeo Drive Task Force.
Ugh, please.
As for the benefit of the fraud issue, Bradley Gage, an attorney representing Williams and White, said that he's all for the people being prosecuted if they've committed that crime, but he's confused as to why so many are black people. Maybe because they're the ones committing crimes.
Yeah.
How do you determine if a person is suspicious for the benefit of fraud? Yes. Because you're probably doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Is there some way that we could even these numbers out so that this is fair? Do us white guys got to start going to L.A. and fucking riding scooters on the sidewalk? And
I guarantee, looking like I do, if I was riding a scooter on the Rodeo Drive sidewalk, trust me, I would get tuned up, as Chris Akin would say. if I said, "Why are you stopping me, fucking?" Man, why are you doing that, man?
Yeah. If you said that, you'd get the fucking wood shampoo the same as the black guy.
I guarantee it too.
Guaranteed. Especially with the long hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Looking like I do, if I went out there and was riding a scooter on a sidewalk and then I gave the cop attitude for stopping me, I'd get the same treatment.
Yeah, I guarantee you. They'd be like, get over here, Axl Rose. You know, they'd be fucking.
Of course. Look at, who do you think you are, fucking Vince Neil?
Yeah, that would be it. They'd be yelling some bullshit at you. Come here, Fred Wurst. You're getting fucking a beat down. You know, that's what it would be.
Since the conference, Gage said that he and Crump have received nearly 100 complaints of racial profiling during a brief time on the Rodeo Drive team patrolled by the area. The team patrolled the area. On Wednesday, Lakeisha Swift,
white woman,
apparently so, said at a press conference with the two attorneys that she was handcuffed for 20 minutes because her car was over the limit line at a red light.
Well,
do you think that was why? No, she probably said, hey, ma'am, your car is over the line. And said, fuck you, cracker.
Exactly.
You know, that's what started it right there.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go, I'm sorry, officer, I didn't know. She went, fuck you, you fucking cracker. Yeah,
let me move my car, like everybody else would say. You know, let me move that.
Yeah. Can you imagine a white woman being put in handcuffs because she was 3 inches past the limit line? Well, she didn't probably say, fuck you, cracker.
Yeah, exactly.
She probably went, oh, I'm sorry, officer. I'll back up next time or I won't do it again.
Yeah. And if she didn't, she'd get fucking tuned up too.
Of course.
And the police would be right to tune her up.
Right.
Jeez. This is not hard to figure out.
You know how that goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. If you act like a cunt to the cops, they're going to fuck you. That's just the rule. That's why they always say, just be polite. Yeah. You know, just be polite. Yes, officer. No. Even if you're getting arrested. I can attest to that. I've been arrested before. And when I've been arrested, it does you no good to fucking be an asshole.
Yeah.
It just makes it worse.
Last time I had an encounter with the police was, I think, a little over 2 years ago. And I was driving in the car and I was talking to you actually. And I got pulled over for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just as polite as could be. And the guy asked me, you know how fast you were going? And I was just like, oh, I don't, you know, I might have been going, you know, 78, maybe 79. He goes, I think I clocked you a little higher. And oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize. Well, I'm just going to give you a warning and let you go. And that was the end of it.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't go, fuck you. Why'd you pull me over, man? I wasn't fucking doing nothing.
Yeah. And you can't have anything. I'm not going to show you my license.
Yeah. I showed him my license, gave my insurance, said, I'm sorry, officer. I didn't realize I was going so fast. And he goes, yeah, we'll just be careful next time. I'm just
going to handed it back to you and said, take it easy.
That's it. But that was my white privilege. Why you did that.
That's right.
Not because I was polite and just was just like, I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, just be careful. Just don't do it anymore. All right, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yep. See you later.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up another show. It's kind of felt good to do a little social commentary.
Yeah, get that out of the fucking way. Wow.
All right. Well, everybody have a happy Halloween on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next Saturday. We'll do this thing all over again. And we want to thank our good friend, Eddie from Mad Margaret.
Yes.
And also John
Donay
of Anthrax for checking in with us tonight. And, you know, go check out their shit at their various websites and go buy something.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We will do this thing all over again next Saturday night. So happy Halloween, everybody. And I'll let you pick a closing tune there, Mr. Aiken.
All right. Let's make this easy. Let's go Halloween from Halloween.
All right. Sounds good. So we're going to get out of here and we'll be back next Saturday. So here's Halloween from Halloween. Until next Saturday night, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Aiken.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids.
See ya.
Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job.